looks like this infamous Christchurch call is falling apart. Our government is currently deciding on whether to keep paying for it, but we now have allegations that it silences members of its advisory network and pressures them not to release critical reports of member countries. And so the Internet Governance Project has quit.
It's pointless for me to spend a lot of time working in this network if we can't try to uphold the principles that it's supposed to be founded on.
Now, tech commentator Peter Griffin's with us. Peter, very good morning to you.
Morning, Mike.
Do you have a view of the Christchurch call going in before all of this?
I think it was, first and foremost, it was a useful moment for New Zealand to shine as a small country. It's very often, or not very often, we get to sort of lead on something like this. So that was useful. It did a few useful things. It came up with a thing called a shared crisis response protocol. So all the social networks could call each other and get on the same page and issue this thing called a hash, which is basically a code when they see an extremist, you know, beheading video or something like that. Every social network would get that hash and be able to filter out that content. So it's done a few useful things, but the bottom line is it's a voluntary best efforts collective of countries and companies. The big tech companies have very little incentive to really act. They'd rather put their money into algorithms to enhance their advertising business. And the other problem is the decentralized nature of extremist content. You've got people who really want this stuff to spread, and it's like whack-a-mole. So there are two big problems that the call never really got to grips with.
Well, no one's got to grips with them. And isn't that, in essence, the problem with the call?
Yeah, it was never going to. Yeah. The one thing it has done, and this is the Elon Musk sort of case, his fight with the Australian government at the moment about taking down the stabbing video from the church in Sydney.
And I don't know how accurate it's going to be. Let me try it out.
Sorry, carry on.
Yeah. So that led, the call arguably led to what's called the Online Safety Act in Australia, where the eSafety Commissioner there can take down or order content to be taken down. And that's exactly what the Safety Commissioner did. In this case with the church in Sydney. So it's led to a wave of legislation, most notably in the European Union. They've got the Digital Services Act there, which requires companies to take down extreme content or face massive fines. So we're starting to see this wave now of legislation, and some would argue that Ardern's work on the call was the start of that process.
Okay, this CCAN thing where the surveys, the signatories, it was repressed, they didn't want it released, didn't want it published. What's that about, do you think?
I think, it goes to the heart of what the call was about, which is a voluntary effort. It's sort of the type of thing you would have expected from a John Key or someone like that rather than a Jacinda Ardern. You know, it's like, let's do this on a voluntary basis. Let's not be overly prescriptive with legislation. And that approach requires you to have broad consensus. So if you alienate certain countries, the last thing they want is countries bailing out of this call. So if you upset them by trying to push them too hard, and these companies as well, the whole thing's going to fall apart. What they've done is gone the other way, where their own advisors are saying to them, you're not pushing hard enough.
Yeah.
So they're losing credibility there as well.
How many years am I going to have to get you on, Peter? Not that I don't enjoy your company, but before somebody somewhere, and I note that Meta overnight, for example, the European Commission's investigating them over disinformation as they head to their elections in June and next month.
Yeah.
When am I going to get you on and go, tell you what, we have sorted these guys out once and for all?
It's going to be a long time, Mike, especially with the rise of artificial intelligence, deepfakes, the ability to create this stuff, spread it much more quickly. Is proliferating. So this problem is not going away. And is heavy-handed legislation the answer? I don't know. Elon Musk points out, and the whole reason he's in this legal dispute with the Australian government is fundamentally he sees, what is extremist content?
He's right. Globally, in Australia, he's wrong. Globally, he's right. You can't kowtow to governments, can you?
It's ambiguous exactly what it is. So then you start to impinge on freedom of speech, freedom of expression, human rights. It's a very fine line. And the call never was able to really answer that question. What is extremist content?
Exactly. Good on you, Peter. Appreciate it very much. Peter Griffin, tech commentator with us this morning.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.